an old crate beyond the light, grinning. But Smoke began to shiver and turn in slow circles, again with that feeling of being watched. The Prabhrindra said, "I recall saying it wouldn't be a good idea to meet this close to the grove. I recall suggesting we get together in the palace, in a room that Smoke has sealed against prying. I don't know what just happened, but it wasn't natural, and I don't want to talk here. Let's go. The delay can't hurt. Can it, Smoke?" The old man shuddered violently, said,
"It might be most wise, my prince. Most wise. There is more here than meets the eye. Henceforth, we must assume we are under surveillance."
The Radisher was irked.
"By who, old man?"
"I don't know. Does it matter, Radisher? There are those who are interested. The high priests, these soldiers you wish to use, the Shadow Masters, perhaps forces of which we are unaware."
They all looked at him.
"Explain that," the woman ordered. "I cannot, except to remind you that those men successfully fought their way through river pirates who have held the river closed for some time. None of them would say much about it, but a word here and a word there added together suggested that there was sorcery of the highest order involved on both sides, and theirs was sufficient to force the blockade. But, except for the imp, there was nothing of that sort evident when we joined them. If they had it, where did it go? Could it be that well hidden? Maybe, but I doubt it. Maybe it travels with them without being with them, if you see what I mean."
"No, you're up to your old tricks, being deliberately vague."
"I'm vague because I have no answers, Radisher. Only questions. I wonder, more and more, if the band we see isn't an illusion cast for our benefit. A handful of men, hard and tough and skilled in their murderous ways, to be sure, but nothing that should terrify the Shadow Masters. There aren't enough of them to make a difference. So why are the Shadow Masters concerned? Either they know more than we do, or they see better than we do. Remember the history of the Free Companies. They weren't just bands of killers, and these men are determined to reach Katovar. Their captain has tried everything short of violence to unearth information about the way."
"Hey, Smoke, you said go someplace else and talk," Blade said. "So how about we go?"
Swan agreed.
"Yeah, this dump gives me the creeps. I don't get you guys, Radisher. You and the prince claim you run Taglios, but you go around hiding out in holes like this."
"Our seats aren't secure."
She started moving.
"We rule with the consent of the priests, really, and we don't want them knowing everything we're doing."
"Every damned lord and priest who was anybody was up in that grove tonight. They know."
"They know what we told them, which is only part of the truth."
Cordy eased in close to Willow.
"Keep it down, man. Can't you see what's up? They're playing for a lot more than just turning back the Shadow Masters."
Behind them, something resembling a panther padded from one pool of darkness to another, silent as death itself. Crows glided from one point of vantage to another. A childlike figure tagged along behind, apparently, openly, but remaining unseen. But no bats darted overhead.